यस्य देवस्य यद्रूपम् यथा भूषणवाहनम् तद्वदेव हि तच्छक्तिरसुरान्योद्धुमाययौ. यस्य देवस्य यद्रूपम् means for which deva, which form. Yatha bhushana vahanam. Yatha, see, for which devata, which form, which ornament, which vehicle. Tadvat, tachaktihi. The same way, the power also. Asuran yodham ayayo, which means what he says, each and every devata, each and every deva means a deity here, each and every phenomenon known as deva with one's own given form, devasya rupam, with one's own given form, one's own given ornament bhushanam, with one's own given vehicle vahanam, with one's own shaktihi power also. Asuran yodhum ayayo means they went yodhum to fight with asuras, to fight against asuras. Asuran yodhum, so asurhalai por purivadark. Asuran yodhum means to fight against demons. All these devatas went. How did they go? Ayayo means went. So all the devatas went to fight against the demons. How did they go? Means whichever is the form of each deity and whichever is the yasya devasya yadrupam, yendanda devateki yendanda urvamo, whichever form is the form of a given deity, bhushanam ornament, vahanam vehicle, tadvat similarly, yeva, yadvat yeva, in the same way, tat chaktihi, a given power also. So each devata with one's own specific form, ornament, vehicle and power, asuran yodhum ayayo. Asuran yodhum ayayo means they went to fight against us demons. Now, hamsayukta vimanagre sakshasutrakamandaluhu ayata brahmanashaktir brahmanityabhidhiyate. Hamsayukta vimanagre sakshasutrakamandaluhu ayata brahmanashaktir brahmanityabhidhiyate. ஹம்சயுக்த விமான அக்ரே, விமானாக்ரே. சோ விமானம் மீன்ஸ் ஏர்கிராஃப்ட். சோ ஹியர் திஸ் இஸ் அ ஸ்பெஷல் ஏர்கிராஃப்ட் அண்ட் தென் இட் இஸ் அக்ரே இன் த ஃப்ரண்ட். எவ்ரி திஸ் ஏர்கிராஃப்ட் இஸ் டைட் வித் அக்ரே, இஸ் எண்டோட் வித் த ஹம்ச ஸ்வான். ஸ்வான்ஸ் ஒன்லி டிராக் திஸ். Swan is the vehicle. The swan alone drags this aircraft. So, Hamsayukta Vimana Agre means the air, Vimanam, Vimanam having Hamsa in the front. Vimana Agre, Hamsayukta, Annangalod, Hamsangalod, Puttapatta Vimanathile. Hamsayukta Vimana Agre, in an aircraft, having Hamsa, swans in the front, Saksha Sutra Kamandaluhu, Sa, along with Aksha Sutra Kamandaluhu. Aksha Sutra means Japamala, the rosary thing. Aksha Sutram, the Japamala, and Kamandaluhu. Kamandaluhu, the Kamandalu is Kamandalu only. We can't translate to Kamandalu. Kamandalu. Ayata Brahmanaha. Shaktihi Brahmani iti abhideyate. So first he says, okay, different devatas came with their own specific powers, with their own vehicle, with their own form, with their own ornaments for fighting against the asuras. First, this verse, the verse number 15 talks about the Brahma. How did Brahma come there to the airport, to the battlefield? How did Brahma come to the battlefield? That is said here. He came in an aircraft with the swan and with his japamala, with his kamandalu, and ayata brahmanaha, Brahma, and that Brahma, brahmanaha shaktihi, the power of the Brahma is called Brahmani. Iti abhidiyate. So Brahma came there along with his power, known as Brahmani. Now we have a description of Brahma. How did each devata arrive at there? So Brahma came in an aircraft tied with, endowed with the swan, and where in his japamala, with his japamala and kamandalu, and his shakti, brahmanaha shaktihi, brahmani iti abhidiyate, is known as abhidiyate, is known as brahmani. Okay, next. Maheshwari Vrisharodha Trishulavaradharini Mahahivalaya Prapta Chandrarekha Vibhushana. Maheshwari Vrisharodha Trishulavaradharini Mahahivalaya Prapta Chandrarekha Vibhushana. Maheshwari Vrisharodha Trishulavaradharini Mahahivalaya Prapta Chandrarekha Vibhushana. Now Maheshwari means the power of Maheshwara. Like, see, power of Brahma is called Brahmani, like that. The power of Maheshwara is called Maheshwari. Maheshwari is a Shakti of Maheshwara. So Maheshwara Shakti. Now, Trishula Dharini. Trishula Dharini means possessing the Trishulam. Trishula Dharini, possessing the Trishulam, the trident. Maha Ahivalaya. Maha means great, big. Ahihi means snake. Valaya means bangle. Mahahi Valaya means she who is endowed with the bangles of big snakes. She who has big snakes as bangles. So Trishula Dharini, Trishula Vara Dharini. Trishula Vara means, Vara means the best. She who is endowed with great or best trident, Trishula Varadharini, Maha Ahivalaya. Maha Ahihi, big snake. Valayam is his bangle. Maha Ahivalaya means she who has big snakes as her bangles. Then Chandrarekha Vibhushana. She who has the Chandra Rekha, the digit of the moon, as her ornament. So having the best of the tridents, having the big snakes as her bangles, having the Chandra Rekha, digits of the moon, as her ornament, Maheshwari, the power of Maheshwara, also Vrisha Arudha. Vrisharudha means what? Having climbed on to the bull, Prapta arrived there. Very nice. All getting together. All devis are going to come. Different powers. My God, very powerful. This demon. That's why Devi comes there. Beautiful. You see, the power alone is separately personified here. The formless power is personified. See, now we have to say Brahmani Shaktihi. How did Brahmani come? How did Maheshwari come? You have to say Maheshwari come Trishula Varadharini, Maha Ahivalaya, Chandra Rekha Vibhushana, Maheshwari, Vrisha Arudha Prapta. Next. Kaumari Shakti Hastacha Mayuravaravahana Yodhum Abhyaya Yogdaityan Ambika Guharupini Kaumari Shakti Hastacha Mayuravaravahana Yodhum Abhyaya Yogdaityan Ambika Guharupini. Now, Shakti Hasta means she who is endowed with the Shaktihi means veil. Muruganudi Shakti. Shaktihi here means the very javelin like spear. Called Shaktihi. Let me see what is written here. See, Shaktihi means veil. So Shakti Hasta, so having this spear in her hand, Guharupini means what? Having the form of Guha, Ambika Kaumari cha. Ambika means mother of Kumara is called Kaumari is a power of Subramanya. Kumaranodi Shakti ke per Kaumari. Kaumari Shakti, power pertaining to Kumara is called Kaumari. Like Hrid Harda Madri, Kumarasya Shakti hi Kaumari. Now, it is Kumara Shakti, the power of Subramanya, known as Kaumari. So, Brahmani, Brahma's Shakti. Maheshwari, Maheshwara's Shakti. And Kumara's Shakti is Kaumari. And who is Kumara's Shakti? None other than Mother Parvati herself. Mother Parvati herself is the power of Kumara, known as Kaumari. And she also came in the form of Guha, endowed with the spear. And Mayura Vara Vahana. And she came on the vehicle of the exalted peacock, Mayura Vara. Sirinda Mayil, Mayilai Vahanamaha Kondaval. Mayura Vara Vahana. The exalted are the best of peacock, the best peacock vehicle. She whose vehicle is the best peacock. And then, Asuran Yodhum. Yodhum Asuran. To fight against demons, Abhyayayo, she also came. Abhyayayo, she had come. Abhyagatavati. Abhyayayo means Abhyagatavati. Now, how many powers have come now? Three devis have come. All devis are just the powers of different devatas. So, first came, which power came first? Brahmani, Maheshwari, now Kaumari also has come. But Kaumari came with a different weapon. She has the spear and she is in the form of Guha and she is none other than the power of Kumara, which is very, very Mother Parvati. And she came, her vehicle is what? Mayura. The best of the peacocks is her vehicle. So Mayura Vara Vahana having climbed on the best peacock to fight against Asuras, Abhyayayo, she also arrived there. Next. Tathaiva Vaishnavi Shaktir Garudo Parisamsthita. Tathaiva Vaishnavi Shaktir Garudo Parisamsthita. Shankha Chakra Gada Sharanga Khadga Hastabhyupayayo. Tathaiva Vaishnavi Shaktir Garudo Parisamsthita. ಶಂಖ ಚಕ್ರ ಗದಾ ಶಾರ್ಂಗ ಖಡ್ಗ ಹಸ್ತಾಭ್ಯುಪಾಯಯೋ ತಥಾಯೇವ ತಥೈವ ವೈಷ್ಣವಿ ಶಕ್ತಿ ದ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಿ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರಿ ಕೌಮಾರಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಣಿ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಿ ಶಕ್ತಿ ದಿ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವೀ ಶಕ್ತಿ ತಥಾಯೇವ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ವೇ ಶಂಖ ಚಕ್ರ ಗದಾ ಶಾರ್ಂಗ ಖಡ್ಗ ಹಸ್ತ ಎಂಡೌಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಶಂಖ ಕಾಂಚ್ ಚಕ್ರಂ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಗದಾ ಮೇಸ್ ಶಾರ್ಂಗಂ ಇಸ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಬೋ ಶಾರ್ಂಗಂ ಇಸ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಷ್ಣುಸ್ ಬೋ ಶಾರ್ಂಗಂ ಖಡ್ಗ ಸ್ವರ್ಡ್ ಎಂಡೌಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ವೆಪನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಹರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಹಸ್ತ ಸೊ ವೈಷ್ಣವೀ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಎಂಡೌಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ವೆಪನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಶಂಖ ಚಕ್ರ ಗದಾ ಶಾರ್ಂಗ ಖಡ್ಗ ಹಸ್ತ ಗರುಡ ಉಪರಿ ಸಂಸ್ಥಿತ ಓಕೆ ಅಪ್ಟೈನಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ರಿಮೈನಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಗರುಡ ದ ಈಗಲ್ ಗರುಡ ಉಪರಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಗರುಡನಿನ್ ಮೇಲ್ ಇರುವವಳಾಗ ಗರುಡ ಉಪರಿ ಸಂಸ್ಥಿತ ಉಪರಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌವ್ ಶಿ ಸಿಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಗರುಡ ಅಭ್ಯುಪಾಯಯೌ ಅಭ್ಯಾಗತವತಿ ಶಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅರೈವ್ಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಆಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನೈಸ್ ಫನ್ ಯಜ್ಞ ವಾರಾಹ ಮತುಲಂ ರೂಪಂ ಯಾ ಬಿಭ್ರತೋ ಹರೇ ಯಜ್ಞ ವಾರಾಹ ಮತುಲಂ ರೂಪಂ ಯಾ ಬಿಭ್ರತೋ ಹರೇ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಸಾಪ್ಯಾಯಯೌ ತತ್ರ ವಾರಾಹೀಂ ಬಿಭ್ರತಿ ತನು ಯಜ್ಞ ವಾರಾಹ ಮತುಲಂ ರೂಪಂ ಯಾ ಬಿಭ್ರತೋ ಹರೇ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಸಾಪ್ಯಾಯಯೌ ತತ್ರ ವಾರಾಹೀಂ ಬಿಭ್ರತಿ ತನು ಯಜ್ಞ ವಾರಾಹ ಮತುಲಂ ರೂಪಂ ಯಾ ಬಿಭ್ರತೋ ಹರೇ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಸಾಪ್ಯಾಯಯೌ ತತ್ರ ವಾರಾಹೀಂ ಬಿಭ್ರತಿ ತನು ಯಜ್ಞ ವಾರಾಹಂ ಅತುಲಂ ರೂಪಂ ಯಾ ಬಿಭ್ರತಃ ಹರೇ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಸಾ ಅಪಿ ಆಯಯೌ ತತ್ರ ವಾರಾಹೀಂ ಬಿಭ್ರತಿ ತನು ನೌ ಅತುಲಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ಕಂಪ್ಯಾರಬಲ್ ತುಲಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾರಬಲ್ ಅತುಲಂ ಇನ್ಕಂಪ್ಯಾರಬಲ್ ಅನ್ವಯ್ಯಬಲ್ ಯಜ್ಞವಾರಾಹಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸಿ ವರಾಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬೋರ್ ಯಜ್ಞವಾರಾಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಬೋರ್ ವರಾಹ ಬೋರ್ ಯಜ್ಞವಾರಾಹ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾರಾಹಂ ರೂಪಂ ಬಿಭ್ರತಃ ಹರೇ ಸೊ ದಿ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಹರಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೋರ್ ದಿ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಹರಿ ಅಪ್ಟೇನಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಬೋರ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ವಾರಾಹ ಯಜ್ಞವಾರಾಹಂ ರೂಪಂ ಬಿಭ್ರತಃ ಹರೇ ಸೊ ಹರೇ ಯಾ ಶಕ್ತಿ ದ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಹರಿ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಯಜ್ಞವಾರಾಹ ಮೂರ್ತಿ ಯಜ್ಞವಾರಾಹ ಅಂಡ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ವಾರಾಹಿ ಸೊ ವಾರಾಹಿ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಹರಿ ವಾರಾಹೀಂ ತನುಂ ಬಿಭ್ರತಿ ಬಿಭ್ರತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪೊಸೆಸಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಸೊ ಪೊಸೆಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಪವರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ವಾರಾಹಿ ವಿಚ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಹರಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಯಜ್ಞವಾರಾಹ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ದ ಇನ್ಕಂಪ್ಯಾರಬಲ್ ಪವರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆಯಯೌ ಕೇಮ್ ದರ್ who came now? All the powers are mentioned. Now Varahi also came. The power called Varahi, belonging to Lord Hari, possessing the Yajna Varaha form, she also appeared there. Is it clear? Is it clear, Prabhuji?
Evening, Swamini.
Yes, sir.
Bibhrati.
See, Bibhrati is a Bibharti is the verb. Bibharti. Bibharti means bearing, bears. Bharati iti bharti iti bharta. Bharati, bharanam. From the beginning, you read the word abharanam. I said bharanam means bearing. So Bibhrati is a Shatru is a person participle of Bibharti. Okay, she feminine gender, so Bibharti. In masculine, it would have been Bibranaha, something. Okay. So Varahim Tanum Bibharti. So possessing this Varahi Tanum, in power card, possessing the form of a Varaha, the power of Varaha, Hari, known as Varahi, possessing the form of Varaha, came there.
Thank you so much.
Atulam, incomparable, Yajnavaraham Rupam Bibhrataha Harehe Shaktihi. Yajnavaraha Murthinudaya Uruvattai Tanguhindra Harinudaya Varahi Engindra Shaktiyam. Varahi Engindra Rupattai Kondra Shaktiyam. Bibhrati Tanum Bibhrati Rupattai Daritta Ayayo Angu Vandu Serndal. Next. Narasimhindrasimhasya Bibhrati Sadrusham Vapuhu. Prapta tatra satakshepa kshipta nakshatra samhatihi. Narasimhindrasimhasya Bibhrati Sadrusham Vapuhu. Prapta tatra satakshepa kshipta nakshatra samhatihi. Now, Drisimhasya. Nrisimhasya Shaktihi Narasimhi. Nrisimhasya Shaktihi, the power of Nrisimha, known as Narasimhi. Sadrusham Vapuhu Bibhrati, possessing or bearing or possessing, holding the same form. Sadrusham Vapuhu, similar form. The power of Nrisimha, known as Narasimhi, holding the same form, possessing the same form, similar form, Satakshepa Kshipta Nakshatra Samhatihi Tatra Prapta. She also came. But how did she come? Yes, Satakshepa. Satakshepa means Nakshatra Samhati. Nakshatra Samhatihi means the group of stars, collection of stars. Kshipta means throne, Kshipta throne. Satakshepa. Know every word here separately. So here it means Nakshatra Samhatihi means a collection of stars. Samhatihi means collection of stars. And then Kshipta means throne. Kshipta means throne. Thrown away. That's a participle. then sata. Sata means head of the lion. Sata. Crest of the lion. Kshepa means moving. So, sata kshepa means pidariyai asaippadinal. By moving her sata, see, sata means crest. So, satakshepa means by moving her, like she came in the form of a lion. Then Narasimha's power came as Naras, known as Narasimhi, came there. How? Just by moving her head, who was capable of throwing away all the constellations of stars. So the power of Narasimha, known as Narasimhi, capable of throwing away collectively all the stars just by moving her head. Such a powerful Narasimhi also came there. Sata Kshepa Kshipta Nakshatra Samhatihi. Sata Kshepa means by mere movement of her sata, Kshipta thrown away, Nakshatra Samhatihi, all stars. They collectively all stars. Samhati means collection of stars. So, Sata Kshepa Kshipta Nakshatra Samhati means Tannudaya Pidariyai Asaippadaleye Nakshatra Kootangalellam Thookki Erigindraval. The one by whom all the stars collectively are become thrown away just by her movement, head movement. That is the meaning. It's a compound word. So, Satakshepa Kshipta Nakshatra Samhatihi means this Narasimhi, the power of the Simha, who came there possessing, bearing the same form, who was capable, who with her very power, just by moving her head, could throw away all the stars collectively. Such powerful Narasimhi power also came. Is it clear? Now it is clear? Okay. Narasimhi Narasimhasya Bibhrati Sadrisham Vapuhu Tatta tatra satakshepa kshipta nakshatra samhatihi vajrahasta tathaiva indri gajarajo paristhita prapta sahasra nayana yatha chakrasta thaivasa vajrahasta tathaiva indri gajarajo paristhita prapta sahasra nayana yatha shakrasta thaivasa. So tatha eva means appadiye. Tatha appadi. Tatha eva appadiye. Avvidame. In that manner, in the same way, tatha eva, in the same manner, yatha shakraha, tatha eva. Yatha shakra, exactly how Indra is. Shakraha is the name of Indra. Yatha shakraha tatha eva. Exactly how Indra is. Eppadi Indran iruppano appadiye. Yatha shakraha tatha eva. Vajrahasta. Having the weapon called vajram, thunderbolt. Having the weapon of thunderbolt known as vajrayudam. Vajrahasta. So having vajram, the vajrayudam in her hand. Sahasranayana, 1,000-eyed. Sahasranayana, 1,000-eyed. Sa Aindri. Aindri is a name of Indra's power. Aindri also. Gajaraja Upari Sthita. Gajaraja Upari means what? The king of elephants. remaining on the king of elephants. Gajaraja Uparistita Sirinda Yana in Mel Nindru Hunde Irindu Hunde Vanda Prapta arrived. So now Aindri, so power of Indra, which is exactly like the Indra, looking like exactly like Indra, ended with 1,000 eyes, having a thunderbolt, the weapon of thunderbolt called Vajrayudham in her hand. She also came on the king of elephants. Gajaraja Upari Sthita Prapta. She also arrived there. Prapta arrived there. How many powers? Remember. Brahmani, Maheshwari, Kaumari, Vaishnavi, Varahi, now Narasimhi, then Aindri. All the powers of different devatas. She also came. Tatav parivrutastabhirishano devashaktibhi. Tatav parivrutastabhirishano devashaktibhi. Hanyantamasurashigram mamapritiahachandikam. Tatav parivrutastabhirishano devashaktibhi. Hanyantamasurashigram mama prityaha chandikam. Now tataha, thereafter, tabihi devashaktibihi, by those powers of devas. Devashaktibihi means devashaktihalal. Devashaktibihi, by the powers of devas. Parivrutaha means surrounded. Tataha, thereafter, tabihi devashaktibihi parivrataha ishanaha. Ishanaha means Shiva. The Shiva who was surrounded by, Shiva surrounded by those different powers of devas. Shiva told, it seems, Shiva tells Ambika, Tandika. Shiva told Chandika. So, Ishanaha Chandikam Uktavan. Aha Uktavan. Ishanaha is equal to Lord Shiva. So, Lord Shiva Chandikam Uktavan. Lord Shiva told Chandika Devi. Which Lord Shiva? Surrounded by all these powers of devas. Lord Shiva, surrounded by all these powers of devas, different devatas, told Tandika Devi, Shigram Hanyantam, Asuraha Shigram Hanyantam, Asuraha, in the Arakkargal, made these demons, Shigram, quickly, soon, Hanyantam, may be killed. May these demons be killed soon. Mamapritya, for my pleasure. Okay, Mamapritya means what? For my pleasure, may all these demons be killed soon. Thus said Ishanaha to Chandika, who was surrounded by the powers of different devatas. Is it clear? Mama Pritya Asuraha Shigram Hanyantam Iti Chandikam Ishanaha Aha. So Tataha Tabihi Devashaktibihi Parivrataha Ishanaha Mama Pritya Asuraha Shigram Hanyantam Iti Chandikam Aha. Okay, next verse. Tato deva shariratu vinishkrantatibhishana chandika shaktiratyugra shiva shataninadini. Tato devi shariratu vinishkrantatibhishana Tato devi shariratu vinishkranta tibhishana chandika shakti ratyugra shiva shataninadini. Tato devi shariratu vinishkranta tibhishana chandika shakti ratyugra shiva shataninadini. Tataha thereafter, Devi Shariraat Tu, Devi Shariraat Tu, from the body of Devi. Tataha thereafter, Devi Shariraat, from the body of Devi, Atibhishana, Atibhishana means highly frightening, Atyugra, Atyugra means what? Very highly fierce. Ugram means fierce. Atibhishana, highly frightening. Ati ugra, atyugra, highly fierce. Shiva shata ninadini. Shiva shata ninadini. Very funny name here. So Shiva Ninadini, see Nadini, Ninadini means she who makes noise. Volambidugiraval, oli eluppugiraval, Ninadini, she who causes noise. From that, Tataha thereafter, Devi Shariraat, from the Chandika Devi's body, very frightening, highly frightening, highly fierce. Chandika Shaktihi, the power of Chandika Devi, Chandika known as Chandika Shaktihi, the power of Chandika Devi, Shiva Shata Ninadini, who makes noise along with the foxes. Shiva Shata Ninadini means she who makes noises with the foxes. Shiva Shata, no, that word, funny word. Vinishkanta, she also emerged. So the power of Chandika Devi, known as Chandika Shakti, Vinishkanta. Vinishkanta means emerged. Velittondinal. Vinishkanta means Velittondinal. She emerged. Which power? Power of Chandika Devi. Chandika Shakti, the power of Chandika, known as Chandika Shakti, emerged. And how, from where? From the body of Chandika Devi. And it was highly frightening, highly fierce, making big noise with foxes. Shivashata Ninadini. Jackals. Who made noise in the manner of numerous jackals.
What is the word for jackal here? Swami? Shata, is it?
No. Shiva.
Shiva.
Shiva Shata.
Hundreds of.
Word. Yeah. Because a lot of Shiva is called Shiva, you see. That's why we have to be very careful. Shiva Shata Ninadini. Jekka is also called Shiva, you see. That's the problem. Okay. Sachaha. Next. Sachaha. Now, Chandika Shakti also joined, okay. Sachaha Dhumra Jatilam Isha Namaparajita Dutastam Gachha Bhagavan Parsham Shumbhani Shumbhayoho Sachaha Dhumra Jatilam ईशा नमपराजिता दूतस्त्वं गच्छ भगवन् पार्श्वं शुंभनिशुंभयोः. Now this Devi Chandika Shakti, which emerged from Chandika's body and who made big this frightening noise, highly frightening and highly fierce, looking, who made also big noise, she said, Sa aha, sa cha aha. She said, who is this? Aparajita. See, jita means won. Parajita means defeated. Aparajita means undefeated. Devi never undefeated. Ever undefeated. Ever undefeated. Never defeated. What now? Jai, that's why Aparajita. Aparajita sa Chandika. Devi who is never defeated. Never defeated, ever undefeated Devi sa Dhumra Jatilam Ishanam. See, Ishana has the adjective Dhumra Jatilaha. Jatilaha means the one who has Jata is called Jatilaha. Jatavan Purushaha Eva Jatilaha Ityuchyate. The one who has many matted flocks of hair. Jatilaha means the Lord Shiva who has Jatila. Jatila means what? Who has matted flocks of hair. So, Jatilaha, Jatai Udayavan, Jadehali Taritta Shivan. So, Jata Jutaha, Jatilam Ishanam. How Dhumra? Dhumra means his hair is, no, all because of lot of basma, all his hair also looks what? Grey. The Dhumra Jatilam Ishanam. So she, Devi told Shiva, Ishana, who was with many matter flocks of hair, locks of hair, the grey hair. Dhumra Jatilam Ishanam. She told Lord Shiva, Dhumra Jatilinaya Ishnadatile Ambik Vellapada Ambike Sonal Aparajita Sa Devi Dhumra Jatilam Ishanam Aha. She told him, what did he say? Bhagavan means, O Lord, Tvam Dutaha Shumbanishumbayoho Parshum Gacha. You please go as a messenger, O Lord. May you go as a messenger to the Shumba and Nishumba. May you go to Shumba Nishumba as a messenger. Dutaha, Tvam Dutaha, Shumba Nishumbayoho Parshum Gacha. You go there as a messenger. Dutanaha Yengil Pohavandam, who was told by whom? Lord Shiva was told by Devi. And who was this Shiva? How was he? Dhumra Jatilaha. Okay.
Okay, Swamini.
Yeah.
The Shiva you mentioned here is the same Shiva as in the verse 22. You said Shiva said to her to go and wind and come. Is the same one?
No. Yeah, this Shiva. Yeah. Yes, same Shiva. Lord Shiva, correct. Ishanaha, correct. Okay. So this Devi told Shiva to go as a messenger. The Shumbha Nishumbayoho Parshum Gacha Iti Aha. Then you go there, please tell him this. Now she continues. What Devi told Shiva, that continues now. Bruhi Shumbham Nishumbhancha. Danavavati garvitau. Bruhi shumbham nishumbhancha. Danavavati garvitau. Ye chan ye danavastatra. Yuddhaya samupasthitaha. Bruhi shumbham nishumbhancha. Danavavati garvitau. Ye chan ye danavastatra. Yuddhaya samupasthitaha. He tells, Bruhi, tell. Bruhi means do tell, imperative verb. Shumbam Nishumbancha. Please tell Shumba and Nishumba. Danavau. Danavaha also means Asuraha. Please tell these two demons, Danavau, Ati Garvitau. Highly proud demons. Ati Garvitau, Danavau. Shumba Nishumbau. Shumbha and Nishumbha, highly proud demons. Please tell them. Yecha anye danavaha. Not only these two, also whichever demons are there, apart from these two, yecha anye deva danavaha. Tatra yuddhaya samupasthitaha. There, all those other demons, okay, other demons also, who have gathered there for fighting. Tell, please go and tell. You go there as a messenger and tell those two demons and also other demons who are very proud, yuddhaya samupasthitaha, who have gathered for fighting. Samupasthitaha means who have gathered there or who are there together, yuddhaya, for fighting. Tell them all. That is the meaning of this verse. Next verse.
Trilokyamindro labhatam deva santuhavirbhujaha yuyam prayata patalam yadi jivitumichhata. Trilokyamindro labhatam deva santuhavirbhujaha yuyam prayata patalam yadi jivitumichhata. So Devi tells Ishana, Lord Shiva, you go there as a messenger and tell these two highly proud demons, Ati Garvitau Danavau, Shumbam Nishumbancha Bruhi, tell them. And also, Yecha Anye Danavaha, and also other demons who have gathered there for fighting, tell them. What is the instruction? Indraha Trailokyam Labhatam. Let Indra gain all three worlds. Indraha Trailokyam Labhatam. Let Indra get all three worlds. Devaha Havirbhujaha Santu. Let all the devatas become the receivers of oblations. Havirbhuk means receiver of oblation. Havirbhujaha means receivers of oblations. Yuyam Patalam Prayata. May you all go to Patala Lokam. Yadi Jivitum Ichchata. If you like to live, if you want to survive, Yadi Jivitum Ichchata. Ningal Uyirvaya Vrimbhirhal Endral. Yadi Jivitum Ichchata. If you all want to survive, if you all want to live, then better you all go to Patalam. You all better go to Patala Loka. That is your place. Leave Indra's place for Indra. Let all the devas enjoy what is due to them. So let all the devas enjoy the oblations offered to them. Devaha Havirbhujaha Santu. Indraha Trailokyam Labhatam. Let Indra gain all three worlds. Okay, next. Yuyam Patalam Prayata. Yadi Jivitum Ichchata. If you want to survive, better go there. Want to live.
Balavale Padatha Ched Bhavanto Yuddhakankshinaha. Balavale Padatha Ched Bhavanto Yuddhakankshinaha. Tada gachyata trupyantu machivav pishite navaha. Balavale padatha ched bhavanto yuddhakankshinaha. Tada gachyata trupyantu machivav pishite navaha. Balavale padatha ched bhavanto yuddhakankshinaha. Tada gachyata trupyantu machivav pishite navaha. Atha ched, otherwise. Bhavantaha balavalepat, bala avalepat.
பலம் மீன்ஸ் ஸ்ட்ரென்த், அவலேபகம் மீன்ஸ் ப்ரைடு. பல அவலேபாத்து டியூ டு ஆர் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி ப்ரைட் ஆஃப் யுவர் ஸ்ட்ரென்த், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி ப்ரைட் ஆஃப் யுவர் ஸ்ட்ரென்த், பல அவலேபாத்து பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி ப்ரைட் ஆஃப் யுவர் ஸ்ட்ரென்த், யுத்த காங்கினஹா மீன்ஸ் யுத்த காங்கி மீன்ஸ் தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் டிசைரஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபைட்டிங் ஆர் செட் டு பி யுத்த காங்கினஹா. Because of the pride of your strength, if you are all desirous of fighting, yuddha kaankshinaha, porai virumbugiravargal endral, yuddha kaankshinaha chet, okay, chet means if, yuddha kaankshinaha chet, bala avalepathu, yuddha kaankshinaha chet, tada agachata. Then you come. You come. Mat Shivaha. See, Mat Shivaha means my jackals. Mat Shivaha, Mat Shivaha. Be very careful. Shivaha means the most auspicious truth. Shivaha is another word for jackal also. So, Mat Shivaha, my jackals. Vaha. Your, vaha your, mean all your, plural. Vaha means your plural. Pishitena, pishitam means flesh, mamsam. Pishitam is equal to mamsam. Pishitena tripyantu, tripyantu may be satisfied. Otherwise, you come, let my jackals, you know, be satisfied with your flesh. See, if you want to survive, better leave the Indra's kingdom to Indra. This is the condition, okay? They don't want to kill you. See, nyayama mal peshi paakana. Nyayam ottukalena kuna konnu thalana. It is the law. If they accept, if they agree to be righteous, then we can leave them. So he says, you give everything, give Indra's place to Indra, leave Devas, enjoy their habits, then you can better go to Patalam. Otherwise, Bhavantaha, all of you, Ningal Lorum, Bala Avale Path, because of the pride of your strength, Yuddha Kangshinaha, desirous of fighting, then Agachata. Then you come. Machivaha. Machivaha means what? Mama Shivaha. My jackals, foxes, Vaha Pishitena Tripyantu. Vaha your. So let my jackals be satisfied with your flesh. Yato Niyukto Dautena Yaya Taya Devya Shivaswayam. Yato niyukto dautyena taya devya shiva swayam shiva duti ti lokesmin tatas sakhyati magata. Okay, we'll stop here. Yato niyukto dautyena taya devya shiva swayam shiva duti ti lokesmin tatas sakhyati magata. Yataha. Yataha, because of that reason, Taya Devya, by that Devi, Chandika, Taya Devya means by the power of the Chandika, Swayam himself, Shivaha, Paramashiva, Dautyena Niyuktaha. Dautyena Niyuktaha means sent as a messenger. Niyuktaha means appointed, sent as a messenger. Dautya Niyuktaha. Tataha. Because of the reason, Sa Asmin Loke. In this world, the Chandika Devi is called Shivaduti. Iti Khyatim Khyati Khyatim Khyatiragata. Khyatim Agata. So, Khyatim Agatha means what? She attained the name or fame as Shivaduti. Why she was called Shivaduti? Because she sent Lord Shiva as the messenger. Dautya Nayuktaha. So Lord Shiva was appointed as a messenger. Therefore, Asmin Loke, Tataha thereafter, Asmin Loke, in this world, Shivaduti iti sa khyatim agata. She attained fame as Shivaduti. Is it clear? Why? Who attained the Shivaduti the name? Ambika's Shakti. The power of Ambika Devi, by whom Lord Shiva was sent as a messenger. Therefore, in this world, she is known as Khyatim Agatha, means she attained fame or well known as Shivaduti, she who sent Shiva as messenger. So today what you have learned? Shivaha means Bhagavan Shivaha. Shivaha also means Jakal.
Shanti, Shanti.